There we go. And welcome everybody to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, November the 7th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks everybody for tuning in again, and we're going to have a great call tonight. We've got some good information that Sue does not know. And,
good. I was going to ask. That's my favorite.
Yeah. And so I hope to share that in some depth in my segment tonight. But we're going to have a nice call tonight. So let's welcome everybody to come in the call tonight. Thank you guys so much. And let's go ahead and get the call started like we do every call and pray the call in. And then we'll go to Sue. I'm sure she's prepared a wonderful teaching for us that we'll all benefit from. Well, Lord God, we just thank you that we're here again on a Thursday night. And things are moving behind the scenes. Thank you for a great victory for President Trump 2 days ago. And the fact that we got the result fairly early the next morning, yesterday morning, early, like 12:24 a.m. Central Time, 1:24 a.m. Eastern. Thank you for everything that you've done to provide for us and to give us a platform where we could share ideas and share blessed ideas with a group of listeners on the Big Call. Give us a great call, we pray tonight, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is your time to shine. And I love it when you bring your teaching.
It's my time. I think it's like
Christ and me time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes more. That sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let it shine. Let it shine. Lord, let it shine.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had a sip of water in that hour and a half.
Oh, wow. Well, a good sip. Get a sip that'll last a little bit. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Let me pull up my teaching. And we're going to... This is a very important teaching, especially now. And I'm going to dedicate it to you and Bob, to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
To the most beautiful walk and the most beautiful timeline going forward, and above all, and eternally, to everything that matters. A season of ease. The prophet Isaiah told the Israelites that their swords will be turned to plowshares, their spears to pruning hooks. God was saying, you're coming into a season when you're not going to need your swords and your spears. You're not going to have to fight and struggle and try to make things happen. You're coming into a season of ease. Instead of a sword, you're going to need a plow to prepare the ground for the coming harvest.
Yeah.
You can put your spear down. You're not going to have to attack and try to get back what belongs to you. God is fighting your battles. He's putting pressure on those who have what's yours. They're not going to be able to keep it. You need to get ready for the harvest, not for a fight, not or a battle. Get ready for the breakthrough. Get ready for healing. You're coming in to an anointing of ease. I have a friend who struggled with a drug addiction for many years. In high school, he got mixed up with the wrong crowd, and 20 years later, he was still addicted. He'd gone through counseling and treatment with no success. It looked as though that was his lot in life. Like the Israelites, he was defeated. The addiction was much bigger, and there was nothing he thought he could do about it. But a couple of years ago, I ran into him. After being addicted for 20 plus years, he was totally free. He looked better than he did in high school. His skin was clear, and he had regained his weight. He had a smile. I asked him how he did it. I thought he must have gone into a special program, gotten some kind of intensive treatment. He said, no, I didn't do anything new. I can't really put my finger on it. It was just as though something broke inside. I suddenly felt a strength that I had never felt before. What was that? His cows came finding him? God gave him the victory, and he didn't have to fight. It was easier than he thought. Freedom belongs to you. Wholeness belongs to you. Don't believe the lies that you're stuck, that you'll never get well, that it's too hard, that you've tried. This is a new evening. That yoke of bondage is being broken, and you're getting a new yoke. A yoke of ease, a yoke of freedom, a yoke of victory. You're going to break habits that seem permanent. It's not going to happen by your might or by your power. It's going to happen because the Most High God breathes on your life. It may have been difficult in the past. You've tried and it didn't work out. Try again. You're in a new season. You're coming into a harvest. You can put your sword down. You don't have to do it in your own strength. God is fighting that battle. Do your part and believe. Dare to declare, I am free. I am whole. I am victorious. I am deeply loved. As with this man, God is going to surprise you. What you couldn't make happen, what you tried to do for years, suddenly you're going to see it turn around. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's a really good teaching. It's got a lot of interesting parts to it. And I love the fact that you found that for us and did a beautiful job bringing that to us tonight. You know, the idea of not needing instruments of war anymore, we're getting to that point. Obviously, this is really referring to the thousand-year millennial reign of Christ after he, at the second coming, when he comes back with his church, the body of Christ, that those of us who are believers are members of. But the idea of, I took the idea of turning our swords into plowshares as a way to stimulate our regenerative farming as part of Rebuild America all over this country. And literally planting a crop or multiple crops that we get to reap the harvest in. And the law of sowing and reaping, the law of the harvest, is one that is such a strong law. And being able to just say, yeah, based on what you reap, you will sow. Whatsoever you shall reap, you shall also sow. Excuse me, other way around, backwards. Whatsoever you shall sow, you shall also reap. That's what I meant to say. And it's like, okay, sowing and reaping. But what I liked about that teaching, it was a really good one, was that it brought those concepts to us. And in the example that you gave, Sue, where this person had been addicted to drugs for over 20 years and and had ruled his life, he found the inner strength to break out of it. And that's tough to do on your own. All things are possible with God, but the one thing I liked was the fact that the individual had to have faith. He had to display and believe, display his faith and believe for something that was, until that point, not possible in and of his own spirit, his own will. But I think no matter where we are in life, we can exercise our faith like a muscle and strengthen it and strengthen it and get it stronger and stronger and use that faith that God has given us, the measure of faith, not a measure, the measure of faith. And once we have that, we apply that faith to situations all day long. All day long we can use that, and that's what God is looking at. That's what he really wants to see in us is, what did you do with that measure of faith that I've given you? Are you applying it? Are you talking to me daily? Are you listening as twice as much as you're talking? You know, this is what God wants to see in all of us, and I think we're going to produce great crops and a wonderful harvest. I really do. But most of all, it's the faith that we have when we plant that seed, when we sow that seed, and the faith that's required to water and pull weeds, and then finally the faith to reap the harvest that we're going to have. I'm really looking forward to this next segment in our lives. I really am. And I know you guys know that. We're all looking forward to it. And it's almost about to be here. So I enjoyed that teaching, Sue. Thank you so much. Bob, if you'll take it from here, let's see what you thought of that teaching and how you were affected by it.
Thank you very much, Bruce. And Sue, thank you for bringing that to us. It to me, during these times on, 9 o'clock on Tuesday and Thursday, it's like a time of reflection, and always turns into a beautiful, time of prayer, is what happens for me. And Bruce, I was right from the very beginning when you said, it's time to shine. And, and the time is here now to have this season of ease. And there are many, I would say vibrations, not necessarily people, but vibrations that have taken over people that will not allow us to have this time of ease if we let them. And as the teaching said, now, though, they won't be able to keep that. Well, keep what? It's like a silo of deception that people get caught up in, like a vortex wind that sucks them into this silo of lies and silo of anger. And, it turns out to be, it's literally a silo of Satan. And yeah, we can bless it as a great contrast to be observed. And so now we can have the opposite, which the teaching describes this season of ease, a time now to relax, to pay attention to our body and see where are we holding tension. And it's time to let it go, and it's time to move forward, but not like, not marching forward like soldiers with a sword, but rather, gliding forward and noticing how soft the dirt is and how the plow glides through the land. And we can see from that point, from that place, that new place, we can see all of the possibilities, and we can know that that we are actually now destined to express whatever the highest possibility, whatever the highest possible version of ourself is. And now we can express that in every moment, you know, not just occasionally when we hear a beautiful teaching like this, but we can now know it's okay for that to become our core essence, our core way of being, this, this, you know, this light, this time to shine that Bruce was talking about, can now become a continuous light, that light of God that shines through us. And it's for all of us. It's for every single being. And we can do it in, if we simply just take the time, ease, take the moment of ease, and to allow God's light to shine through us.
That's good, Bob. I like that. That's very strong. Yeah. It is. It is. And maybe we're coming into that period of ease. Doesn't mean we sit around on the beach and do nothing. But we do want God to work through us and through our spirit and let his line so shine through us that people see God through us as we reflect the spirit of the Lord. And that was really good. I like that, Bob. It's really good. You got that. You got that nicely. Sue, this was a really good teaching. And we touched on what it meant to Bob, what it meant to me. But what did it mean to you?
Well, normally, you know, I'm chiming in with you and saying, wow, that was amazing, Bob. I was just reflecting on how beautiful what Bob said and what you said, Bruce, were. And I'm thinking a little bit more deeply about this than I have with other teachings, because I picked it. I'm very sensitive. Boy, am I going to be authentic. Brace yourself. Brace yourself, Hilda. I'm very aware of the language that's around us and how that influences our nervous system. So a lot of things are titled, you know, the battle, the this, the burden, the this. It's really interesting, really, and always watch when somebody uses the word interesting. So I pick this because ease is about, and in this case, everything is really very nuanced. So when you're reading a teaching like this, hopefully you're critically thinking about it, but you're processing it emotionally, energetically. And what would it be like to feel ease? What would it look like if you could embody ease even if you were going through something? So to me, ease is not, you know, Christ didn't dress too badly. I'm sure he got irritated. You know, I'm sure there was moments where he had to, like, gear up and turn it on a little bit, you know, feeding the 5,000. You know, who knows? But he didn't go to battle, per se. He just went direct to God. And I think that's what, it's, battle is a kind of violent, earthly, survival. It's not the, I'm going to say it very, very clearly here, it's not the integration. So people can do things that are called spiritual bypassing, and they just make it all ease and pink roses and everything. It's not that. It's about bringing God and God's power into you so that God is acting, not your human survival mechanisms. And that's what I thought this teaching was about, and that both of you captured so beautifully. But it's not, think about when people are talking about burdens and going to war and all this language, there's no way that your nervous system could be Christ-like if you're using language like that. I'm sorry, I'm going to call it out. There's no, you can't be thinking about war and being in the peace of Christ. You cannot. It's impossible. You're fighting. Your nervous system is ready for a fight. So I say to everybody that's listening to this, integrate, allow the peace, the power, and the ease of Christ be embodied in you, and with wisdom, you'll be able to navigate what others call battles. And that's how I'm going to say it tonight.
That's good, Sue. I like that. I like the way you worded that. It's as if the ease of going through things is there, and it's not easy, but there's ease to it because who is powering, you know, our boat, who's allowing us to sail through with ease and without a whole lot of overly abundant resistance to us. Yeah, because God's got our rudder, you know. That's good. I'm just going off in my mind in the ways based on what you said, Sue, so thank you for that.
I know. It makes you reframe a lot of things that you've taken in about how it all works. I know.
And plus, you know, the teaching itself was starting with the idea of beating or changing or turning a sword into a plowshare, into a plow, you know what I mean? And then the idea of turning a rod, your rod into a pruning hook, you know, and what that's used for and so on with fishing. And it just, you know, it's taking us out of a wartime mentality into a peacetime mentality. I mean, that's where that's going. That's where that originated. And I think that's kind of what we're trying to get into. That's what we're trying to see in our own lives. And I think we hit a nice turning point Tuesday night, election night, and so on to where now we're going to see a lot more of this type of thing happening for the country and for the world, really, for both. And so I'm excited about it. Sue, that was really good. Bob, I like what you said a lot, and I think Sue framed it very nicely with this, what you said, Sue. I enjoyed it. It's got me thinking and moving in that direction. Well, I'll tell you what let's do. Since it is Thursday night, let's see, Sue, if we have any prayer requests or praise reports, that's fine too, tonight, that you can bring to us as you search and search the emails.
Wow.
There is time. There is, it's kind
of
hard to bring
of
it all
class
up.
The days of a class are. Wow.
The days of the class are many, and it's difficult to.
I think it's a song. It's like the wine and roses. The days of
the days
time.
Of wine and roses.
Yes, I know that. Okay, here's the phrase.
Yeah.
You and I. Praise and prayer. Tonight's praise is the outcome of the election, House,
yes.
Senate, and President. I am a conservative follower of Jesus. My prayer is for all the people in America and across the world who have concerns in all this. That's beautiful. Love you all. Jesus, we need our RV. Bring it on.
Yeah.
Be
Amen.
Blessed. Pastor Scott, love
Hello.
You all. Nice to hear from you, Mr. Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Yay. Scott. Yay.
Okay, now
very
to get
nice.
Another. I love thinking about the three of us doing this for 9 years. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's just, it feels
yeah longer
like
than that now.
It feels like 3 years to me. Feels like 3 years, but then again, oh no.
Stu, some nights feels like 3 years to me.
Some
no,
nights?
I'm just kidding.
Only
I'm
nights?
I'm just kidding.
Nothing. Okay.
No, I love this. I love doing the call, and you guys know that. We like to have some fun on the call, too.
Okay.
Okay, Jeannie, come in.
I'm late. I'm
first the genie. First the genie or genius. Come in, please.
I'm working with technology here that gets jammed. Big call. Okay, here we
come
go.
In, technology. Come in.
I'm loading, loading, and loading. Here we
loading.
Go.
Loading. There we go. Okay, sir.
Rawhide. Okay.
Yeah.
21 days until Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's from today. 3 weeks from today.
Wow.
28th, yeah.
It feels closer than that. 11/28. And then only, what after that, it's only like 25 days until Christmas. A prayer I found, and I pray for healing. Prayer for our nation. God, our Father, giver of life, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. You are the rock on which this nation was founded. You alone are the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Reclaim this land for your glory and dwell among your people. Protect our country from the division that challenges our ability to live lives pleasing to you. Defend the vulnerable and the voiceless and bring justice to those who have suffered injustice. National Cashback Day, Thursday, 11/7. National Cashback Day is a relatively new holiday established in 2019 by Retail Me Not. Oh, that's interesting. It was conceived as a way to kickstart the holiday season by offering some of the biggest cashbacks of the year. World Pianist Day, Friday, 11/8. Time for pianists to play their hearts out this World Pianist Day. Cook Something Bold and Pungent Day, Friday, 11/8. Let your adventurous inner chef out and tickle your taste buds with weird and wonderful food. Geriatric Tooth Fairy Day, Saturday, 11/9. Show some love and take care of your elders this Geriatric Tooth Fairy Day. 11/09 Day, Saturday, 11/9. Do not miss out on 11/09 Day. Let's honor our veterans together. Forget Me Not Day. Why, you're going pretty deep on these days, Jeannie.
Hold it, wait a minute.
What?
Okay, 11/09?
Yeah, it's like literally what it's called. 11/09 Day. The holiday
okay.
pays true. This is Forget Me Not Day. Now we're on Sunday.
Yeah.
A lot of days. The holiday pays tribute to returning soldiers who have endured things that truly can't be forgotten. I'm going to just do one more. Veterans Day, Monday, 11/11.
Well, that's right. That's what I was wondering where she was going. Okay.
Veterans Day, observed annually on November 11th, is a tribute. Wow, it's a lot. To military veterans who have served in the U.S. Armed Forces, not to be confused with Memorial Day. Remembrance Day,
Monday, 11:11. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following. For all our leaders and listeners on the Big Call, for their health, their joy, happiness, love, and financial stability. Thank you, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, Larry, and Pastor Scott, for all the prayers, information, updates, time, and dedication you provided all the listeners over the years and continue until the 800 numbers come out. We continue to pray for, and thank you, Jeannie, we continue to pray for Pastor Scott and Tom's health issues, recuperation, and speedy recovery, and Bruce's eyesight. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on the call. Help us with our spiritual, emotional, physical, and social wellness. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. That was beautiful, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie, for insightful prayer. I like the very beginning of it especially. Very good. Very good. Yep. I got some things to say about a few of those areas that you mentioned in your prayer, Jeannie. So thank you again for that. And, you know, I just think we should all be, you know, have a gratitude night tonight. Be grateful for everything that we are blessed with. You know, I'm very happy, and I know a lot of you guys are very happy with the way the election turned out, and I want to congratulate President Trump and the country, because together I see this as being more unified going forward, and I see us getting what we are expecting. I'll go into that in my segment, but it ends up that we really did need President Trump back before this went. I was told, no, it can happen under Biden. No, it can happen. All of this. And I just thought, I don't know. I would love to believe that, but it never did it? And it was a tough, well, anyway, let's just say it this way. I think now we can move forward with ease. And I look forward to that. And you're going to see, I think, President Trump being much more of a unifier than we've known him in the past to be. So, Sue, thank you for that very much, for the prayer time and praise report time. Short, real short praise on my friend Tom. I did talk to him yesterday for about 20 minutes, and he's making a major comeback. He's home, been home 2 weeks now, and he's moving along nicely. So I brought him up to speed, and I look forward to his full, totally full and complete recovery. And he's almost there. He's 95% there. So, all right, Sue, let us take us into your segment. You started a new class tonight, which we shortened to Integrity. Tell us how it went and came off that call tonight with kind of a high, like you always do, because it is, you know, motivating and stimulating to you, and it's, we love to have you slide in, or in this case, run home and do a couple of toe taps and a pirouette, and then land on home plate like you did. So tell us how the class went and what you're looking forward to for tomorrow night.
So the name of the class, which is really appropriate when you think about the transition we're in, out with the old, in with the you. In with the you.
And it's embodying, not E-W-E, a female she, not that kind of you, a Y-O-U,
okay,
right?
I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Embodying Christ-like high frequency wisdom and emotional integrity. And here's why this class and what we're doing in it is really important, and I think we're really lucky to be together to do it. And that is, we're about to enter an era that a very famous physician that studied prayer, long-distance healing, and calls this new era, the quantum era, Era 3 Medicine. And Era 3 Medicine is about what we're going to be able to do with Christ-like integrity, pure energy, high vibration energy, pure hearts, pure thoughts, not having people try to convince us to be distracted, to be, you know, putting all of our energy and attention outside of ourselves so we get depleted. I have another peeve. Think about all the people that self-abandon because they heard some things growing up that it's like you're not allowed to take care of yourself. And I love this quote. Check this quote out. I just love this. Whatever bait you use determines the type of fish you'll catch.
Yeah.
Well, what about, you know, what are your thoughts? Your thoughts are pulling in reality. Your emotions are pulling in reality. And so in our class, we focused on how we want to be in the highest integrity and how being in the highest integrity is knowing about what you're not going to compromise on. And it's about being really authentic and not giving your energy, your attention to things outside of you that, number one, deplete you, drain you, distract you, take your life force energy without giving anything back to you. That's going to be a really, really important piece for everybody so that you're teaching people how to treat each other with respect. You're teaching people how you want to be connected. You're teaching people that you want to have a loving, connected, new way of being. And I like what you said, Bruce. Let me see if I can do this. I like what you said about, because this is an integration point, about how Trump is going to be unifying. And here's what I'm going to ask everybody to write down. Try, because you're going to be, no matter whether you want to or not, if you're listening to this call, you're called to lead some part of a new, healthier reality. So you want to be studying, like, really what's happening, how people get and magnetize certain realities to them, how other people are, like, you know, kind of seeing them as a contrast to their reality. And what you said about Trump, sometimes you need to clear away, out with the old, in with the you. But sometimes when you're tearing down a building, sometimes you need big equipment until we get the new equipment. I can't wait for that day. In our current reality, sometimes you need to have something kind of strong to do that. It makes noise and it's loud.
It's not just a fluffy, pretty little thing. And I think if you can use this period to witness, like a scientist, how people are transitioning out of a dense, heavy, matter-based reality, you can pay attention to that and be curious about it. Boy, is that going to help you. Because that's literally what you're living through. And if you can raise your curiosity to ask the question, how can I watch what's unfolding and use it to start to help, to inspire a healthier, more regenerative way of being? Because right now it's very attack, 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 attack. And that's not going to help you. That's not going to, you got to, where's the other, what other roots are there? It's very, very attack oriented out there. And all you have to do is really transcend that to get good at it. So I'm thinking about reading a testimonial that just came in. I'm going to talk about unifying. I think I'll just read about. I feel that our class just experienced more than a class together. I felt our class's hearts lifting and vibrating in unison, connected through the pure Christ energy. It was as though we became one body, one breath, resonating with divine pulses of love and light. The integrity of that shared energy bond bound us together, each heart contributing to a sacred, harmonious pulse that radiated peace, love, and compassion. We all were looking through the mind's eye of the divine, both within and without. This light was brighter than I have seen in our meditations in the past. It's not easily explained, though I would be so bold as to declare it as a feeling of peace in knowing that all things work to the good for those who soon will see the absolute best of what humanity can bring. So our classes are about removing our attention from what is and through action, contemplation, strategy and development, developing leaders that can walk like Christ walked and are really holding something that goes beyond the intellect to trusting the wisdom in their hearts. And that's what it's really going to take. It's like, this, and different leaders are going to do different things, but that's what I've been called to do. And I think what you said, Bruce, is really powerful, because I think sometimes, you know, you're building a new house. I'm not the person to come in and lay the concrete. No, that's not me. I'm the person that's coming in and saying, let's look at the vision, let's get it all designed, let's get the right team. And Trump is like, he's plowing, he's removing all the old, he's got to clean the whole globe up, he's got to do all this stuff. And I really like that you were trying, not trying, you were, creating the understanding that everybody has their part and everybody is playing and is going to be called into what I call regenerative reimagining of our world. So I'm just going to say this one thing. What kind of fish are you trying to catch? What's your bait? Is it the same old, same old? Are you going for bottom feeders, or are you going for something exotic, like a bonefish, or let me see if I can think of these names. You know, something a little unusual. What are you going for? The biggest fish in the universe? Eternal fish? Fish that can, you know, live on light? Fish that can reverse your age back to 28 years old? What are you fishing for? Getting people to work together with their hearts overflowing? Getting people to feel your presence and your projects because you're so light is pouring out of you and they just want to follow you? What are you using? And if you want a little help, we're just going to do the regular bundle. If you want some help, if you want to be able to think in the ways of the new system, in the ways of communicating the beauty of your heart. Everybody has something beautiful in their heart. And I'd like to be able to be the person that can say, here's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. This is going to help you navigate these transitions you're going through so you don't have to be by yourself. I mean, you've probably been listening to me for 9.5 years. And you probably feel like you know me. That's what usually happens when I get to hear somebody else's voice and I'm hearing theirs for the first time. You probably sense that I'm pretty committed. That's an understatement. And then I might be able to help you feel like all of you, even the parts you deem is not good enough, is what's needed right now. But you don't have to be lost. You don't have to be confused. And you don't have to be scattered about it. The Golden Wisdom Bundle was designed to help you be in that ease place. So if you'd like to be in ease, all you have to do, we're only working with PayPal now. Somebody messed with my Cash App account. So we're only working with PayPal, super easy. We'll send you an invoice. Just send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And just say Golden Bundle 300 and just telephone number, name. And this is how I would look at it. I would look at it as a kit for your new garden. It's literally like a boxed garden set, and you're going to pull out the plans and you're going to know what to do and you're going to be able to like nourish the beauty of your dream project and your dream life with all the balance, all the right nutrients, seeing all the different angles so that you're not lost and you actually are going to get to practice it as we do a meditation. So you get to embody it. It's not in your head. And what's cool about this is only for humanitarians. It's not for entrepreneurs. I mean, you can be an entrepreneur, but the point is, it's not like, okay, how to market something, how to do this, how to do that. It's only for people that are in this, for humanitarians that want to walk with clarity and ease, and particularly strategically do what they love and delegate the rest. So if that sounds like you, send us an email. And I just want to thank everybody that has participated with the Golden Bundle, the world-class presentation, with all the classes. And I just want to thank you all for perhaps listening to this
segment over 9.5 years, and to Bruce and Bob as part of that. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you very much, and I like that. I think the Golden Bundle 300 is doing exactly that, allowing people that listen to those classes to do it and come out with an air of ease. It's really what I was thinking about when you were getting ready to say that. Well, thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. And I'll refresh their memory when I handle that in my segment, too. So that was great. Thank you very much. I know that the classes are going very well and people love participating in it. Bob, we're in an era of ease now. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you would bring to us that would keep us in that state of ease and moving through to our next part of our time together with you, Bob.
All right. Well, thanks, Bruce. We'll just kind of ease on in. Letting people know about how easy it's going to be to take advantage of the best sale we're going to be having the entire year.
All right.
Wow.
How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Yeah, so this epic. Is actually that time. It's, we just received our shipments of our products from Canada. What comes to us from Canada is our barley and lignans and probiotics. Mm-hmm. And they're safe and sound in our building. And we also just received another large shipment of Boomer Boost.
Okay.
And so we're really happy it all arrived at the time it did, because now we can put it on sale for a November Thanksgiving sale. And what we're doing is we're doing individual bottles. If you buy a Boomer Boost or a barley, you can get 20% off of those. But it's already in a combination, too, as a selection you can make, which already has a discount. And then that's the best way to do it. Buy that combo. Now you're getting more than a 20% discount. You're getting more like a 26 or 7% discount. And then the best thing to do is click the button where you're placing your order. It says subscribe and save. And we'll send it to you every month. And you get an extra 10% off for that. So this is, and by stacking those things together, you can get this literally roll back prices to lower than what the price was when we first started with these products back 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of a time of celebration. Thanksgiving is going to be here soon, just a few more weeks, and the holidays right after that be time for Christmas. And it's a really, really great end to the year here. And so people can go ahead and take advantage of that. And another thing to say, Bruce, is this is also a really important time to watch for correspondence from us at Boomers. You receive an email or a text message from us or a phone call from us. Be sure to take it seriously, because what we're doing is we're right in the middle of making improvements to our software system, including the subscribe and save, and we need everybody to take specific action in order to get themselves switched over from the legacy subscribe and save to the new subscribe and save. And about 50% of the people have already done that, but 50% have not. And there's a deadline because the software companies are phasing out the legacy subscribe and save program.
Right.
And so we need to get everybody switched over. So if you receive an email, a text, a phone call from Jim or Stephanie, be sure to know that that's why, and it's important that you don't ignore the correspondence. It's this time it's real important.
Okay.
And then just lastly here, Bruce, I do have a few testimonials.
And all right.
I love these really short testimonials.
This
person, about 4 hours ago, writes in about Myotrol. It works! Exclamation point. I feel better! Exclamation point.
There you go.
It was like he was surprised that it actually worked.
I know.
And he was very excited that it did.
And, well, now, Bob, you had a long testimonial. You told us about Tuesday, and you were going to try to bring it to us if we had a call tonight. Do we still have that testimonial where it's handy?
Yeah, I'll see if I can find it. It's written down on a piece of paper because it didn't come in through the regular testimonial.
Oh, okay.
And so what I'll do is I'll look and see in the file while I'm reading this other one. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
So this second testimonial, this person wrote in about resveratrol.
Okay.
But with that, it was also about other products. So it says, I've used several Boomer products, including barley and Boomer Boost. I started back working out with the help of Myotrol. When my doctor informed me my cholesterol was high, I immediately called Boomer's customer support for a suggested product to help. Then I ordered the resveratrol. The doctor gave me 6 months to lower my cholesterol since I refused a prescription.
Yes.
I already know my doctor is in for a surprise. Thank you to the Boomers Company. I am forever a walking advertisement for Boomer products.
Amen.
Yep, and I did find, Bruce, this other testimonial.
Well, thank you, Bob. And, I didn't throw you off. I don't think I did.
No. I'm glad you reminded me, and I just have to shine some light on it.
That's right. Let your light so shine,
literally
Bob.
Shine some light on it. Literally shine the light onto your piece of paper because it's not lit up on the computer. But this is what came in. So it says, hi, my name is LC. I wanted to send a message as a testimony about your products. I'm 61, and I work in a warehouse on concrete floors all day. I suffered with a lot of aches and pains as a result. Around 2 months ago, my mother wanted to help me find some relief, and she ordered me a supply of the Boomer products. Gladiator Barley, Boomer Boost, Collagen Peptides, and Myotrol. Within 2 weeks, I felt a tremendous difference in my energy levels, and my pain was substantially reduced. After 2 months, I'm able to work without... I have to flip the page here. I'm able to work without the severe aches and pains I had.
Wow.
And, hang on 1 second. I love the way I feel now. God bless my mother and your company for the great products. I feel great. Thank you.
Awesome. That's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really
good. I love it when a person in their 60s has to have their mom help them out with their situation where they're getting old and crumbly. And mom, who's been using Boomer products, is vibrant and healthy and has to help her elderly son.
In her mid to late 80s. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So here's one for you, Bruce. Here's a reason for people to take it seriously when they receive an email from us about the Subscribe and Save program. This is a lady who wrote in about Boomer Boost. I feel better when I take Boomer Boost. And this week, I didn't have any because I forgot to order it. I feel so sluggish. And that's it. That's the testimony.
So we
have the lady's name, and I'm going to have Jim call her tomorrow and say, listen, time to save an extra 10%, get free shipping, never run out of your product. All you got to do is click the subscribe and save button.
That's right. Good.
And, Bruce, that's it for tonight.
Okay.
It is 10:08.
10:08. Okay. Thank you, Bob. I like that. It was a really good segment. Appreciate it. And let me just say, you know, I love the testimonials. They're real life experience that, you know, listeners to The Big Call primarily are testifying to. And what I like is that we have a way to get to the website very easily by going to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you go to that site, you'll get on our homepage. At the top of the page, you'll see a banner that goes across the top. It says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. You click on it, you go right into his site, and you'll be able to go through and look at the products and see the 20% off price that Bob is recommending, not only on individually Boomer Boost and Barley, but also on the combo of those two. You get a little better deal when you buy those two together as a combo. And then so you'll pick up 20% off of the combo, which is already slightly discounted. So that plus free shipping, it all adds up. And this is a great time. This is when usually the best sales, the best prices are available, you know, for a so-called Black Friday type sale, which notice we started a little over 3 weeks prior to Thanksgiving. So this is really going to help everybody. And I thank you for that, Bob. It's really good. Now the phone number to call, in case you want to update your subscribe and save, is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. So, think in terms of that. Obviously, Boomers is on the East Coast. It's on the west side of Florida, about a little over halfway down the peninsula. But it's that's really what you're looking at, is a great opportunity to call or to go online like most people do and put their order in and make all that happen. And when you're ordering, you might as well go ahead and get your subscribe and save put in. If you haven't started already, that's the time to do it. And then you'll pick up the nice discount plus, and you'll get reassured that you can receive these products on time every month. If you want to make a change, they let you know, hey, this is the time to let us know 3 days prior to your shipment going out. If you want to add to it, if you want to subtract from it, whatever you need to do, they'll work with you about it. It's really designed for excellent customer support. All right, let's go from there. Excuse me. I need a cough. And let's talk about where we are. We are in a very good place. Like I mentioned earlier, I did not believe, because of what I was being told, that we would have to wait for President Trump to win this election to let everything go for us. But here he is as president. He's been acting, essentially he's been acting as president the whole time, but he's also been commander-in-chief of the armed forces for the last 4 years too, the last 8 years, four when he was president, and then the last four. And then he'll be taking that full responsibility on. He's already doing executive orders that are going to be helping us. And to let you guys know where we stand now, before I get into that, though, I just remembered one thing I need to talk about. There was some chatter that was put out, and it was really a text or a post that was made that made some allusion to the fact that, if you're a ZIM holder with projects or without projects, you're going to be capped on how much your ZIM is worth and how much you'll get. That's a total lie. It's not true. I've told you guys forever, so I don't think any of you believed it, but I've told you that what we're going to get on the ZIM is on par with the U.S. dollar. And you know what on par means. It means the same as. So we're going to get that for the ZIM, and just don't be dissuaded by everything you read thinking that it's the truth. Or because it's in print, it's got to be true. Not true at all. This was a major mistake that was put out, and it's not something that is true. And, you know, people that do that should know better than to put that out like that. They really should. Before you print something or put something out like that, you have to do your best to vet it and see if it's true. And that was not done in that case. So if you guys know what I'm talking about, great. You know, if not, then it's over your head. Forget it. Doesn't matter. I would say the good news is that we were getting information as, you know, as early as last Tuesday and yesterday, Wednesday, that we are in a position to receive. But I have to remind you of something. You know, Monday is Veterans Day, and we heard that from Jeannie. And Veterans Day is a bank holiday. Now, even though redemption centers can be open on a bank holiday, they never have before. And so we are not looking at Veterans Day as something to be a start for us. We are also looking at the possibility of everything being released to all parties, bondholders, us in Tier 4B, those in Tier 4A in the Admirals groups, also referring to the R&R, retribution and reconciliation, all of that, the retribution, reconciliation amounts should be occurring, because that affects everybody, not just currency holders. If we're in currencies, but we also get the R&R, that's just a bonus for us. We don't really, you know, necessarily need it. We won't turn it down, though. It's going to be substantial for a lot of us. So that is designed to happen all together. And the money started being released for this last night at about 6:45 in the evening with the theory that we would have a completion of at least notifications by 6:45 tomorrow night, Friday night. Now, since that time, there have been a few little mid-course corrections that make it seem as if most everything that I just talked about is going to happen over the weekend, this coming weekend, which is a three-day weekend. Now, what we're being told is we could get notifications over the weekend, but the exchanges that we make for our currencies and the ZIM that we redeem at the redemption centers along with our currencies would start on Tuesday. And so Tuesday would be the 12th of November. So still a few days away. All right, so what we're trying to say here is things are happening behind the scenes to release this and get this out to us in the way of our emails to the bondholders. All of that is a very positive thing that's going to happen. Our bank contacts are seeing rates on the bank screens, front screens, for 17 currencies today, and they're locked in. They're solid. Now, I don't know where the Redemption Center screens are right now, but they're probably not too far off. The tendency is for bank screens to be lit up and solid one day, and then Redemption Center screens the next. And they've kind of been going back and forth like that. But I know that Sunday, which is the first banking day for Iraq and most of the Middle East, will produce a new rate of the Iraqi dinar. Again, another new rate, which would show up Sunday in Iraq, and they have been already trading and buying and selling using the Iraqi dinar in the Middle East for about a week, week and a half so far. So that's kind of neat to think of. And there was a time when we talked about regional currencies around the globe, and the Iraqi dinar was said to be one that would be used to do business as the default currency in the Middle East. And it could very well still be that way, even though each country has their own currency. You know, they may say, well, we're going to use the Iraqi dinar in seven or eight different countries in the Middle East. So we'll see how that comes out. I'm not worried about that. But it is cool that Iraq is going to come with a new rate. And this would be after the Forex comes back up. Remember, tomorrow at around 5 o'clock, it closes for the weekend for 48 hours, and then it comes back up. It comes back up Sunday at about 5 o'clock Eastern time, and it reopens for the week, the Forex does. So the other thing that we heard today, which was interesting, was that something was to start shortly after 7 p.m. tonight, and we got this from a very good source, and we figured out, finally, we did get a little more information on this, and it was saying basically that security in three different areas for us, for the country, would be initiated tonight at 7 o'clock. And this would be for areas, let's see, how did it go? Anyway, it was three different types or areas of security concern that would be actually put into effect, let's say. And it should all those three areas should be in effect by sometime Saturday. So that's moving forward. And I just think we're really... Yeah, I would have preferred to have gotten it before next Monday or Tuesday, but as it is now, it looks like we're going to get notified about this over the weekend and set our appointments for sometime starting Tuesday, the 12th of November. Now, the retribution and reconciliation allowance, I've called it a couple different things, that is theoretically, okay, now let's say it this way. We have bank accounts in the quantum financial system, and our accounts have been mirrored, okay, to where kind of like they can see it, but we can't, like seeing through a one-way mirror. But I think in this case, that mirroring is supposed to come off. And if the R&R of monies for us is already assigned to our bank accounts for direct deposit, they may take the looking glass away sometime over this weekend where we can actually see those accounts. Now, that's an interesting take. We may have it in our quantum financial accounts that we see when we go in for our exchanges, but it could be, and I'm hoping this is the case, that it's already being made as a direct deposit into our, if you're on Social Security, the bank account that you receive your Social Security in or into, and if you're not on Social Security, it would come to your bank account as a direct deposit. Either way, it would be a direct deposit, either to your Social Security bank account or to your, if you're not on Social Security, to your regular bank account that you have. And that's going to really be great for everybody, because even if you're young, you would get something, maybe not all of it, but you would get some of that money on a monthly basis. If you're older, 62 or older, I believe, you would get it as a lump sum into your bank account. Now, we'll see which it is for us, whether it's a lump sum and we actually can identify that and see it as an unmirrored account in our bank accounts, or if not, if we have to wait and we don't see it, but maybe they, you know, of course they know who the ZIM holders are unless they've been gifted ZIM. So that it may be something that we don't see until we give our quantum account what it needs to activate, which is our biometric finger or thumbprint, which is our new username and password, our new 5-digit personal identification number code, all of these things. And then we need a brand new email address, and we'll use a new password for our email as well. All those things will be created when you're in. Now, if you can help the thing along and sort of start thinking of what you might want to use as username and password, I can't tell you how many characters it's going to require, though. You know how that is. You got to have at least a minimum of 8, and it's probably at least 8. And you want to practice that or get some ideas in mind what you might use so that you're not sitting there for 5 minutes to try to come up with a username or a password. We're not going to have the time for that. They're going to want to go, boom, 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 let's get this thing going. Come on, let's go. You know? And that's what it could be like. So it'll be fun, though. It'll be good. And I'm excited about that as well. So what I'm saying is, supposedly this weekend should reveal something to us in the way of our emails from Wells Fargo servers, with the toll-free number included, and also something about the R&R, and it could be that we get some indication of Nisara and Jisara over this coming weekend. Now, I can't tell you when we're going to get the emergency broadcast system kicking in. You don't have to worry about 10 days of darkness. That was for the deep state. Did you notice how there weren't any skirmishes or any uprisings or anything after the election? No, it never happened, and it wasn't going to. They were totally ready. They were ready for anything, and that's when the communication was turned off for emails and what am I trying to say? For cell service and internet service and all that in some of those deep state areas of the country. So, you know, that was kind of a non-event, which was great. I'm glad it was a non-event. And now we can move on together, unified in purpose. We're going to see a lot of positive things. We're going to see fuel prices go down. We're going to see inflation drop. We're going to see just wars stop. And that whole thing in the Ukraine, I think President Trump will have that completely eradicated in weeks, if not days. Also, and it may be so quick we just blink and it has happened. Same thing, he wants peace in the Middle East like we had when he was president, you know, the first time around. And so the world respects President Trump's strength, his ability to negotiate. Remember his book, The Art of the Deal? All of these things. And by the way, kudos and congratulations to the First Lady, Melania Trump, for having a book that she wrote as the number one bestseller on the New York bestseller list. That's terrific, in the number one position. I don't know the title of the book, but, you know, that's something you might want to pick up and read. Sounds like a great thing. I know we're all very proud of Melania and how she's working with people and youth and everything else. By the way, Baron, I call him Baron Von Trump, but Baron Trump, understand, is 6'7". President Trump is 6'3", so Baron is the tallest one in the family now. And that's pretty cool. And if I heard it right, somebody sent me a song that he wrote, and he's very, if this truly was Baron Trump, he's got a great voice and a really, really cool sounding song. I really enjoyed it. All right, moving on. So I think we have what I wanted to bring out, but this is what I want everybody to do. If you have not yet purchased the Golden Wisdom Bundle, it's still being offered at the reduced price. Instead of the value of $550, it's now $300 still. And that's the Golden Bundle 300 is what you put in the subject line. Send your email to Sue and use integratedminds@hushmail.com. And she's using PayPal now, just PayPal. And it just indicate that your name and your cell phone number in the email itself so that she has to call you for any reason. She probably won't call, but she might text you something if she needs to. But the Golden Wisdom Bundle, or the Golden Bundle 300, is coming to you by email. So you'll pick it up in your email, and you'll be able to listen to four courses for a total of 16 classes over a period of time. And you can listen at your own pace and really enjoy it. And the good news is it is something that will allow you to come out of the Redemption Center and ease into your new role as humanitarian. So I'm excited about that, and I think it's, you know, a lot of people have taken advantage of it, but, you know, a lot of you have not yet done that, and it's really going to be a great way to start off your beginning as a humanitarian. And I'm very excited about that. I'm going to recommend that you do that. The email goes to integratedminds@hushmail.com, integrated, minds is minds, @hushmail.com. So send those out to Sue tonight so she can start to get those out to you in the morning. And realize that this is really the start of our weekend. And we're looking forward to getting out the email to you from BigCallUniverse.com with the 800 number contained therein. So you should have that, and we're also going to post the toll-free number on our website when it becomes available. Okay, we'll have that for everybody so that you can get it either through the email or by looking up BigCallUniverse.com. If you have not registered your email for any reason, or you're new to the call and you haven't done that, that's how we're going to stay in touch with you after this goes and we're ready to start our exchanges, and then we're ready to do whatever we need to do as new humanitarians, and we're listening to the Golden Wisdom Bundle, the Golden Bundle 300, as we call it. You know, all of those things as we're looking at maybe buying a new home or buying a new car or doing whatever we're going to do in the first few weeks after this goes. And there'll be time for celebration, and some of us are going to hit the ground running, and some of us are going to ease into the role as humanitarian. We've got plans. We've already started doing some of the planning, and we have to populate our two new URLs for Big Call Universe, like, for example, the Veterans Retreat Network, and then also Rebuild America. We'll do new sites for those and allow you guys by email to we'll be in touch with you. Like if I do a podcast or do something with Sue or Bob as a podcast, we would send it as a completed recorded link to you in your email, and you'd just be able to click on it and listen to it. Okay, and that's how we'll do it in the future when we're not doing live calls any longer. We don't anticipate to do live calls after this goes. Now, there's one exception. The exception would be if the numbers come in and we have a regular call scheduled, we would do it as a celebration call and bring out the live toll-free number to everyone at that time. I've been told they would like for me to do that if it happens to occur for a live call. But you know, we do calls Tuesday and Thursday nights at 9 o'clock Eastern, and we're not planning to vary from that. So could this be our last call? We've said that time and time again. I've been told this would be my last call. But you know what, guys? We're just going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to wait it out. Maybe this is, maybe it isn't. But I want everybody to take advantage of the Golden Bundle 300. Get in touch with Sue at integratedminds@hushmail.com and let her know that you have PayPal or you can get PayPal. She has a way to make that work for you. I think she can actually send you an invoice and you can use a credit card to pay for it. And that's another option too, through PayPal, I believe. So get in touch with Sue like that. Highly recommended that you get it. And also, take advantage of the sale that Bob has going on both Boomer Boost and Barley and the combo of the two together, the dynamic combo, and anything else that you'd want to add, especially if you're doing a subscribe and save service. Like, for example, you know, me, I love Goodnight Formula. I take it every night. I obviously love my Boomer Boost and Barley and my lignans and my premium probiotics and my vitamins C and, you know, B complex, C, D3, magnesium and zinc. All of that stuff is just really good for your immune system. And then you've got turmeric and resveratrol and ashwagandha and all these others that you can also take. But you know, get what you need and what you'd like to get at least every month. That's the whole idea of subscribe and save. And then it's basically coming to you regularly, and you use 1 month's supply, and next thing you know, it's you're getting it for the next month, and so on. But take advantage of the sale that's going on now, and let's go ahead and thank everybody. Sue, I want to thank you, and Bob, Thank you, GCK, Great Creative Kendall. Thank you for all the help in the artwork for our presentations. And thank you, Jeannie, for your tremendous faithfulness in your praise reports and prayer requests. Pastor Scott, same to you. Thank you for tonight's submission, and continue to heal and get better and better and better. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out to so many millions. We were averaging over 18.5 million listeners that are going out just internationally with the Starlink satellite system, which has been a real blessing. It's been great. Congratulations to President Trump and also to Dr. Ben Carson and Elon Musk and all of the people that are helping Trump put together his transition team and everything that's going on there. Thank you for allowing this to come through for us. It is indeed a blessing, and we'll make it a blessing for everyone. It's not going to be held close to us. It's something that we're going to receive, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that God would give into our bosom that we could use to give out and give again. So we're just a vessel that God is using to bless humanity and to even the playing field, level it for everybody around the globe. So we'll be doing that with our projects, and I'm looking forward to getting started after we get this little period of adjustment made for us. And so let's pray the call out, and we'll look forward to a great weekend. Lord God, we just thank you so much that you've blessed us so far with everything that we have right now. Thank you for just being God and for being closer, that we can walk with you and have you closer than a brother. You are literally right there. You're right there. Your angels to protect us and help us are right there. You know, we're just right there together, and we just thank you for that. Bless this time. Thank you for this call. God bless you and everyone else that's on the call listening. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for tuning in for 13 years and for everything that you guys have added to the call. Appreciate all and look forward to working with you regionally in the Rebuild America and with our Veterans Retreat Network and everything else. Well, thank you for everything that you guys have done to make this call a reality. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's see if we can turn the recording off successfully.